place is going to close soon, and I haven't even made it through the material for the day. We should have picked something easier to research for this one. I know the presentation is a big deal, and it's important to stand out, but we've only got a week left. Hey, did you hear me? You haven't found anything useful either, huh? Well, I'm done with this one. I can't find anything remotely useful. Man, sifting through this stuff is exhausting. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm interested in the topic, just feeling a little burnt out right now. We've been at the library for almost 8 hours today. The library is practically empty at this point. I mean, seriously, have you ever been here when it's been this quiet before? I know libraries are supposed to be quiet, but this feels different. Different how? I don't know, it's just, like, have you ever heard of liminal spaces? No? I don't really know how to explain it. It's this concept that spaces can feel almost altered at different points or under different conditions. Maybe altered isn't the right word, but it's like these spaces exist in their own world right now. Its own reality. Like we're stuck in the threshold at a suspended moment. Hey, don't look at me like that. I told you it was going to be hard to explain. But you know what I mean, right? I mean, come on. You can't tell me you've never experienced that. That you've never visited a familiar place at night and felt like you were somewhere else. Sometime else. Yeah, see? You know what I mean. I actually used to hang out around the cemetery near me a lot. I don't know why. I guess I just found it comforting, in a way. But I felt that same feeling all the time there. Like, I was always in some other moment, away from my own reality. I almost felt like that place had its own reality, suspended between the pasts of hundreds of other people and the presence of its visitors. Look, I know I'm weird, okay? I'm the hippie of our friendship, I know. No, I'm not offended. Seriously, I'm just not used to talking so freely about that stuff like that. The few times I have, people have just sort of looked at me weird. Thank you. Well, look, we're not finding anything here. Maybe we should just pack up and cut our losses. You want to stay a bit longer? Yeah, that's okay. That's fine with me. You know, I think we might be the only ones left here. On this floor, at least. It's kind of nice. No, I haven't joined any of the programs here. I haven't really had time with work and everything. The shop's been really busy. I'll keep that in mind. I've always wanted to join a book club. And hey, then we can spend more time together. That'd be cool, right? What do you mean? Why would I mind? If you don't want me to join, I don't have to. What are you saying right now? Are you nervous? Wait. Are you nervous because of me? Do I make you nervous? Whoa. Hey, wait a second. Don't go anywhere. I didn't mean to work you up like that. Sorry, I just meant I wasn't expecting it, you know? It's fine, for the record. I don't mind. And actually, I think you're really cute. Yeah, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I've had a hard time keeping my eyes off of you when we've been working like this. I know it's wrong of me, but I just can't help it. We should go put those books back. You know, every time you reach over to put a book away at the end of the aisle like that, I just think about how much I want to slip up behind you. I bet you'd feel so nice next to me. And maybe I'd put my hands on your hips. Would you like that? And if I held you like this, yeah. And what if I slid my hands higher under your shirt? Maybe I'd stop just below your bra, tease you with my nails, make you shiver. But you know what I'd really like to do? I'd want to put your hands on the shelves in front of you. And then I tell you what to do as you keep them there while I got down on my knees. And I'd grab the waistband of your pants as I did and slide them down with me. You're so pretty like this. Your legs are shaking a bit. Are you nervous? Does it make you nervous when I run my hands up and down the backs of your thighs like that? Does it make you nervous when I move them higher? When I slip them under the hem of your panties and grab your ass like this? Or does it make you excited? If I pulled your panties aside right now, would I find you wet for me? Almost to the point of dripping down your leg at the thought of what I'd do next? And what would you want me to do next? Here. Here, spread your legs, bend forward a bit, perfect. Are you holding on tight? Well, remember when I'd asked if you'd be wet if I pulled your panties to the side? Well, I think you should find out. Look at you, you're gonna drip on the tile if you stay like this too long. Does that make you shy? Does it turn you on knowing that anyone could walk by and see you like this? See what a mess you're about to make? Well, we'll just have to fix that, won't we? But I need you to do one thing for me. I need you to be very quiet. Can you do that? Good girl. You taste so good. You're so wet for me. I wonder, were you wet like this for me before? Did you think about this when we were researching? I bet you thought about this. I bet you thought about me burying my head in your cunt like this. Thought of me lapping up everything you had to offer. Thought about drenching my face. Did you think about my fingers too? Feel like what it would be like if I slipped them inside of you? Is that a moan? I told you to be quiet. We can't get caught. If we get caught, we won't be able to come back. And then we'll be able to finish our presentation. You don't want that to happen, do you? If you make too much noise, I'll just stop, which I know you don't want. See, that's much better. Are you getting close? I can hear you trying to stay quiet, biting your hand, all the while shoving your cunt against my face, riding me. You like when I fuck you roughly like this with my fingers, don't you? Well, I can't just leave you like this. I bet if I just sucked your clit into my mouth right now. So sexy. Here, let me help you get these back on. Are you okay to stand on your own? Whoa. Okay, not yet. Here, lean against me. Hey, come to me. We should probably get back out there, right? I'm pretty sure closing is in a few minutes. Do you want to stay at mine? We can pick something up on the way. Okay. Okay, perfect. What are you feeling? I'm not a picky eater. We can watch something when we get home, too, before settling in. What's that supposed to mean?